Good morning. My name is Suleiman Diallo Mojalanta Jaido, meaning Suleiman Diallo, the one who don't laugh with the idiot. Today, I'm going to give you 10 sentences that you can really use in everyday communication. The first sentence is if you want to ask somebody if they speak Fulfulde or they speak Fulani, you say, Adahala Fulfulde or Anana Fulfulde. Adanana Fulfulde meaning, do you understand? Like, literally, it means, do you hear Fulani? But that doesn't make sense in English, of course. So it means, do you understand Fulani? Anana Fulfulde. Adahala Fulfulde meaning, do you speak Fulfulde? Hala. Or some people in some other African region would say Adawolwa Fulfulde. I think that's like more in Cameroon. I don't know how they say it in Senegal and Guinea, but I'm pretty sure in Mali, Niger, Nigeria, Benin area, Burkina Faso, Hala is what people use. If you want to say, I do not speak Fulani, you say Mi Halata Fulfulde or Minanta Fulfulde. In this case, usually people just say Minanta Fulfulde, meaning I do not understand Fulani. Usually when you say, I don't speak a language, you tell the person what language you speak. So I do not speak Fulani, I speak English. I speak English only. Angle nanami or angle kalami. So if you say angle kalami or angle nanami, people know that, you know, you're saying that you only speak or you only understand English. So for all those Fulani's relatives who are out there who only speak English, tell your parent, minanata fulfulde, angle tan nanami. Tan means only, angle tan nanami. Okay, and they will be very, very happy that you are coming up with something. If you wanna ask somebody to teach you Fulani, you say ekitam fulfulde. Okay, you can say ekitam fulfulde or janginam fulfulde. Janginam is like teach me like by the book. Ekitam is like teach me by like, it's like more verbal. Janginam is like, it involves a book, jungle, like reading, you know, janginam fulfulde, help me read fulfulde. Haldam he fulfulde, haldam he fulfulde, haldam he fulfulde tan, meaning only speak to me in Fulani. Okay, fulfulde tan nanami, I only speak Fulani. Angle tan nanami, I only speak English. Okay, if you want to say I want water, or you say diam jimmi. If you want to say I want water, diam is water, diam jimmi, or hokam diam, give me water. May I have water, please? I want food. That's another useful one. If you want to say I want food, you say nyamdu gimme or nyiri gimme. If you want to say I'm hungry, you say rafo wonikam or mirafama, which I heard in some other Fulani dialect, it means I'm sick. But anyway, that's how we say it in Niger. If you want to tell somebody I don't understand, like you would want to tell them you don't understand what they're saying, you say mifamai. Fahamai, pamul. Pamul is understanding. I think the origin is Arabic. Mifamai. I didn't understand. Mifamai. Okay, where's the toilet? Is toi gada wuro or toi gada sare, which literally means where I want, like where is behind the village. Basically, or where is behind the village? Because typically in Fulani language or in Fulani culture, people don't go to the toilet in their houses. They do it outside of the village. So you have to walk distance to go do your business and come back. So that's what you would say. But I guess today, in today's world, people just use whatever. If you're in Europe and you want to ask somebody, you obviously not going Gadassare, you're not going all the way outside of Paris to do it in the Provence, you know. So you would just use the French word, toi toilette, okay, toi toilette, or English word, where's toi bathroom. So those are 10 Fulani sentences that could be very useful to you. Please let me know if you have a question. Please subscribe to the channel. Please come back for more. I will be doing a lot more videos regularly. And this is my Zara. She's staring at me. Zara, can you say fofo? Say fofo. Hello. Hello. Okay, she doesn't want to speak fulfulde. She wants to say hello. It's easier for her. She says hello. She just woke up. It's like really early here. She's stretching.